Hello there, Coach Olcan. For about a month and a half now, I've been getting steadily phone calls about the boat ramp down in the Veterans Park, known as the Swamp Park. You know, this bamboozle that Kershaw County entered into. Paid way too much for the low-lying property that's been flooded over and over again, which Julie Burns and his gang of three pushed through, and then got the American Legion, the head of the American Legion, to come in and beg them to change the name, to name the park Veterans Park, so that maybe they could dissipate some of the public or outrage at buying the swamp to begin with. And then, following that, DNR had gone in and reworked the boat ramp underneath the bridge leading into Camden there on number one, on Highway 1, across the Watery River. Then they put the boat ramp underneath there back in the days when there was one bridge and they put a second bridge in. Well, they came in and decided, well, they're going to improve that boat ramp. So they tore it out, poured a new ramp, put in a new sidewalk and a floating dock system. And that, boy, that thing was nice. All except for one thing. Whoever the smart-ass engineers were put the dock on the wrong side, on the low side of the river, and it caused a lot of problems. People were getting their boats jammed up against the floating dock, and it would tilt them up and then fill them up with water. Trailers were getting shoved under there. People were getting damn near drowned underneath it. So much so that they were raising hell and all. And along came Councilman Russell Brazel, who wasn't a councilman at the time, but when he got elected, boy, he picked that up. Oh, we got to do something. Finally, the state came in and removed all the floating docks, plus the steel piers that were holding it up, pulled them out of the river. And guess what? That boat ramp was okay then, about as good as the old boat ramp. Well, Russell Brazel saw, well, this is got, you know what? We need a new boat. We need a nice boat ramp. That's going to be my thing. We, you know, I love the river. My family got a place down the river down there toward the elbow. And, you know, the river is, you know, me. So he started a crusade about getting a new boat ramp put in down underneath right where the old boat ramp is. Well, that ran into some problems with the state and who owned what property and what could be done and that kind of thing like that. So the idea popped in his head, well, you know, let's put the boat ramp over in the swamp park where they've already put in a kayak landing with no motorboats allowed and, you know, make it nice. You know, not even considering that, well, it's going to flood one or two times a year or anything while the other boat ramp is still usable. But that made no difference. And then he goes and gets a $300,000 grant from the state for the boat ramp. And so the plans are to do it in the boat ramp down in Swamp Park. So they start engineering. Well, the engineering alone costs $300,000 to get the blueprints. You know, they go out and test the soil and whatever they do. $300,000 for engineering to get you a little set of blueprints. Well, somehow or another, Mr. Brazel will coax out $500,000 from various sources. Of course, all the sources end up coming out of your pocket and my pocket. Tax money. Money stolen from the people by force, by threat of violence by a monopoly on violence called the state. All, remember, all do-gooders use your money and my money stolen from you to do the things that then they want you to pat them on the back for. Anyway, so they got $800,000, but they spent $300,000 on, you know, doing the engineering drawings. So to get these people that are friends of Russell Brazel to get the lowest bid for building the boat ramp. And boat ramp construction commences. Well, everything's cool. I'm not worried about it anymore because the people don't give a shit. They're not coming down there to county council and raising hell and or none of that. Oh, they whine and all over here. Oh, taxes are too high and all that. Ain't none of them coming out and saying anything to anything that matters. No. Old pigs squeal for a little bit, but once they pay the taxes, they go back to them eating the old slop and everything, you know, right out of the drive-through windows of McDonald's and all. Well, turns out people look, as they're going across the bridge, you know, they look down there to see what progress is going on. And, well, lo and behold, they see concrete. Oh, man, the concrete, that boat ramp's going to be done there pretty soon. Wait, day. You know, and people say, well, wow, concrete being poured. And even the county post, you know, here's a picture. Old Johnny Deal gets up there, shows a picture, you know, here's the boat ramp. Oh, it's progressing. We're going to be open in June. Well, then all of a sudden, people are going across the river and they, where's the damn concrete? I don't see no concrete. Where's the concrete? And then a little while later, they see concrete again. Hey, y'all, there's concrete down there again. And then there wasn't any concrete. Where's the concrete? And so, you know, of course people watch this and have seen me over the years, you know, questioning these stupid things that government does. And so I started getting these phone calls, you know, what the hell's going on with the boat ramp? And so I called Danny Temper, the administrator, you know. I ain't talked to him in a while. I've been battling this cancer thing and been worried about it, you know. You guys can have if you people do get what you deserve because you keep your damn mouth shut. And so, you know, I got things I got to do, like fighting cancer and shit. I got time to fool with your stupid-ass boat ramps. But I said, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better and everything, so I call down there about the boat ramp. And I get this line about, you know, well, the guy that poured the concrete didn't know what he was doing. And we couldn't have it. And so they tore it out. And then the second time they were going to pour it at the top. And they were going to push it down in with a bulldozer. And when they did that, it broke in half. And so we're finding somebody that knows what they're doing, and they're coming in. And depending on the schedule and everything, we don't know when it's going to be. And so I got to ask them some questions. You know, I used to build houses and all, and, you know, it's a little better development and all. So I kind of know the lingo and what to look for and that kind of thing like that. And so I asked about the blueprints, and could I come in and look at the blueprints and all, because what I'm looking for is a detail on the original concrete pour of the boat ramp, because it seems like there is a question as to the groove on the concrete. Now, any of you people that have been around boating and put boats in at the boat ramps around the state, around the country. You kind of know what the boat ramp is, how it's made. You know, the concrete goes down there and you got these grooves cut into the concrete where the water can run off, and it also gives you good traction so that you can pull the boat out from a dead stop. You know, so that's the typical boat ramp. Well, I said, you know what? Let me call the concrete guy the guy that poured the concrete, the guy that getting blamed for all this, and let me talk to him and see what he has to say. So I call him. And the concrete guy, good fella, young fella, I asked him if he had a contract with the contractor who was contracted by Kershaw County to put in the boat ramp. In other words, he's a subcontractor. I said, no, Jeff, I didn't have any contract or anything. And right off the bat, I called him a dumbass. But that's beside the point. I said, well, tell me about the concrete. And I said, what I was told was the concrete was poured for the boat ramp. And then overnight, it kind of slumped down and was not flat anymore, but had a bulge down at the bottom. He said, no, that ain't what happened. He said, what happened was that the details on the blueprint called for a groove that nobody made a tool for. It was too deep and too wide, and nobody had a tool. They had tools for the grooves, but nobody, pardon me, them damn potential spam people, if government could do one damn thing, they could cut all these damn potential spam robocalls out. They can't even do that. Oh, let's get back to the story. So according to the concrete subcontractor, nobody even makes a tool to cut the grooves that they're calling for. And I asked, then there must have been a detail on a sheet on the blueprints. Usually there's a sheet with all the details of the different things that are going on. Well, he said, yeah, Jeff, there is. And there was a groove in there that nobody makes a tool. So we went and had a local metal company, make us a tool to cut those grooves in there. And we poured the concrete and did everything, and we cut those grooves in there, just like the plans call for. And somebody from the county, and he was not present when they came out there, so we're not sure who that was, but we might assume to be the county administrator who is in charge of the whole program. But we are not sure. Anyway, he comes out, or she, or they, or them, whoever it was from the county, and rejects that concrete pour because of the roughness, because of that. Now, the concrete guy, and I know a little bit about concrete. I'm no concrete professional. But I've seen it poured. I've poured some. I know enough about concrete. No, I don't want to do it for a living. Anyway, the concrete guy was saying is when you cut those big deep grooves in there, it would pull the aggregate, the rocks, up to the surface. And there was no way to get it back down into the cover coat. In other words, to cover them up. And so the grooves and everything was showing rocks and stuff. He said it did look rough. But that is what the detail called for. So, what I found in this whole process is it looks like it began, the whole snafu began with the drawing of the engineer, who cost $300,000, remind you, of drawing a detail that was not a standard detail. Why he did that, I don't know. But then from there, the problem becomes who checked behind, who okayed the blueprints from the engineer. And said, okay, here, I'm writing you a check for $300,000. Looks good, Doc. Appreciate it. Whoever that was should have called it on the detail and said, you know, that ain't going to work. That don't look like no boat ramp I've ever been on. They make a tool for those grooves on a boat ramp. Believe it or not. They sure do. I didn't know that, but they do. So, whoever okayed the engineer drawings was the second dumbass. Then the third dumbass was the general contractor who is friends with Russell Brazel, who are out of town of Kershaw, who should have caught it in their detail when they were looking at it and should have said, you know, I don't think we can cut no grooves like that, Bubba, and told that to the county administrator, Mr. Danny Templar, who would then should have said, you know, you're right, I didn't know that either, and went to the engineer. But none of that took place, apparently. And so now, we have upwards of 80 yards of concrete being poured and tore up and thrown away that somebody has got to pay for, and it's probably going to be the general contractor, and they'll probably try to go on this Eddie Navarro, who's the concrete guy who's trying to do what he's supposed to do. Who knows how they're going to split it up? But Mr. Templar and several of the councilmen said, we're not going to be responsible for it. Which, in my eyes, they're more responsible than he is. But that's the way government works. Now, when I started questioning these things and came back to Mr. Templar about, I heard something different than what you're telling me. Boys, I'm going to tell y'all, the shit mouth shutting up. Look here, anything that you want, any question you got, you're going to have to run through the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the damnedest thing that you'll ever go through, is trying to damn get a FOIA request on anything the government doesn't want you to have. That's their weapon against you. It takes a minimum of 10 working days for them to respond. That don't mean giving you the stuff. That just respond saying, you know, we got this and we're going to look around and see if we can do something with it and see what kind of paperwork we have. But we don't answer no questions. In other words, unless there's a paper trail, like unless whoever went out to inspect the concrete went out there and filled out a piece of paper and said, this is why we're rejecting the concrete, and took some pictures to go along with it, there is no record of it. And so then you are left with no way to know who did what, when, and where. And you can't put them under oath because they hide behind a desk and their government, and they don't have to ask them a damn question anyway. And so that is what's going on now. I could go through the FOIA thing and all, but ladies and gentlemen, I ain't going to do it. I just ain't going to do it because these boys are full of shit. All of them. You ain't never going to find out the truth about none of this. And when it's all said and done and they got the ribbon cutting and everything, all they're going to want to do is pat them on the back for their screw-ups. That's what you're going to see, and that's what they're going to do. And you watch the Cabinet Comical, WLTX, WIS, all of them going to be down there, and they're going to show the new boat ramp, and they're going to do a little fluff story, and you're going to see Russell Brazel up there and all. And ladies and gentlemen, I suggest to you that you put in, well, I don't know if y'all going to do anything but sit on your ass and whine. But why don't you send them an email and ask them to name that damn thing the Russell Brazel Memorial Swamp Boat Ramp? And I'll tell you this. Remember I was talking about the $300,000 for engineering and the $500,000 other monies? Well, guess what? That ain't enough. From what I understand, we're looking at 1.2 to 1.5 million for the boat ramp and the little parking lot And how they, now that it's paved, instead of putting gravel down there, they have to take care of the water. And it has to run off, and it has to have pipes and all that kind of stuff. Cost overruns. Of course, it's mind over matter. Ain't my money. It don't matter. And then, wait. Just wait. I think what they'll do is, once that is open, they will permanently close Patriot's Landing, which is the boat ramp underneath the bridge. And that sign will be for authorized personnel only. And that's for DNR or the Sheriff's Department or some of them will be able to go down in there and lock the gate behind them. And they have all their boats, and they can gather down there. They might even have picnics down there. Because who needs that when you got a boat ramp in the swamp park over there, and, you know, and the people can use that. That's what's going on with the boat ramp. Is the boat ramp open yet? No. Russell Brown's been promoting his little, for years has been Clean Up the River Day. It was started by just a few rednecks years ago. Well, Russell Brown took that by the horns now and kind of made it official and everything. Well, it's been supposed to happen a couple different weekends, but the boat ramp hasn't been ready yet. And so now to clean up the river isn't happening until the boat ramp gets finished, and they don't know when that's going to be. But old Johnny Deal, our promoter of everything wonderful in Kershaw, if you had to say anything about, you know, I'm sorry, boys and girls, but we screwed up the boat ramp, and I don't know when it's going to be open. Maybe it'll be open in time for Christmas. But that's not all that's going on. You know, I told you, hold on to your pocketbooks, your taxes are going up and all that. Well, for years they've been putting off about the jailhouse. And they've been putting off about remodeling the courthouse and all. Well, all that's coming to an head. And with inflation and everything, used to be the jail was going to cost, a new jail now, it was going to cost $20 million. Then it was going to cost $30 million. Well, now I'm hearing somewhere north of $80 to $100 million, and the courthouse somewhere between $30 and $40 million to renovate and update and upgrade the courthouse so that, you know, they can provide good services to you. You know, that Just Us system, you know, the most crooked damn court system. With the crooked lawyers and the crooked judges and, you know, back scratching and all that, and the sorry ass cops. That, you know, it's a sight. And it's because the people hadn't got fed up enough yet. I've kind of changed my attitude about it. I'm for more taxes. I'm for more taxes, more spending, more government. Just like old Ralph Norman. Ralph Norman is running for governor now. Alan Wilson, and that nutcase bimbo Nancy Mace. I don't know what's wrong with that girl. She's got a thing about hatred for men at all. She got, y'all want a nutcase, elect her. Anyway, if Ralph Norman talks about, all of them, talking about fixing the roads. Well, how are they going to fix the damn roads? Inflation rates have driven cost up so high right now, and their cost is not going to come down. So, to fix the roads, what do they need? More money. And Ralph Norman wants to fix the roads. He said, and yes, we are going to fix the roads. Well, more money. And they're going to fix the schools. Well, what do you think that's going to cost? More money. You see, it don't matter red, blue, yellow, green. It don't matter what party you come from. It don't matter at all. If you're a statist, it's always, always, always going to take more money, and it's going to be done by threat of violence. So, you know, Ralph Norman, Nancy Mace, Alan Wilson, they all talk about freedom. And they all talk about, you know, it's your money. Well, your sons of bitches know it ain't. If you can steal whatever you want to do whatever you want with it, it ain't my damn money, it's your money. And you just allow me to keep a little bit of it. And the only reason you allow me to keep a little bit of it is because if I don't have nothing, I ain't got nothing else to lose, and I'm coming to hang you, dumbass. And the truth be known, if everybody knew what I know about it, and a lot of other people know about it, it'd be like the French Revolution, and you'd see heads rolling down the steps of the State House, and Nancy Mace, and Alan Wilson, and Ralph Norman, and Henry the Disaster McMaster, and all them boys in the State House, they'd be in a big old line right up to that damn guillotine. It wouldn't hurt my feelings there a bit. I'd be up there dang old, who next, who next, who next? Waste management. Come here and clean up the mess. So that's what's happening with the boat ramp, boys and girls. Go in there and tell them something. Get off your lazy asses and go in there and tell them something. Pick up your damn phone. Call them up. Tell them something. Or not. I'm getting to the point now, I don't really give a shit. You get what you deserve. And right now, what you deserve higher prices, you deserve less freedom, you deserve less money, and you deserve a boat ramp and a swamp park named after the boy that gave it. Russell Brown. Just something else to think about. In this great, wonderful world, the clown world, the Barnum world. Till next time, boys and girls.